Vayter in Oraisa, we are in Chagiga Daf. Hey, being up on Dalam Beis, but about the Beis. Six left from the bottom. First one in line. Rav Yosef Kimati Laikra Bachi. Rav Yosef would come to the following pasuk. He would cry. He says a pasuk. V'yesh nisbe below mishpat. They're those who are gathered up or gathered in without judgment. Says the Gemara. Amar miika daza below zimne. Is there someone who goes without their time, and when someone goes before they're ready to go and die? And the Gemara in yup kiyadra bibi bar abaye have a shchiach gabei malach hamavis. There was shchiach by him, the malach hamavis, used to come and visit him. Says Rashi Tosos. He says that the misaper mashi ira lo kvar. He told him a story that happened to him already. Dai uvda de Miriam Migdala Nishaya, the story of Miriam, the braider of hairs, Bayeshuni Haya, it was during Bayeshini, the Haisa Imo Shaploni. The murder of Poloni, Kedisa B'Shabbos, is found in Meseches Shabbos. In any event, what happened? Amar Le Lushuchi said to a shliach, Zil Aisili Miriam Megadla Seir Nishai. Go bring for me Miriam, the one who braids the hairs of women. Rashi says, Malach Lushuchi said to the shliach, Hargis Miriam Mekalas Seir Nishim, go kill her. And what ended up happening? Also Aisili Miriam Megadla Dardiki. He killed the wrong Miriam. He brought the one who teaches young children. Amar Le, he says, what are you doing? Anam Miriam Megadla Seir Nishai Amilach. I said to bring you the woman who braids the hairs. What did you bring over here? Amalei says back, okay, Yehachi Hadra, let me bring her back. I bring her back to life. Amalei says back, no, listen. Once you already brought her, let her be counted up, and you know, those that are dead. How could it be that he's able to do such a thing? Says Rashi, Me'achas shel hagiyas manah, didn't come the time yet to die. What's going on? Havanikita mitara biyada. The reason why is because she was holding a poker in her hand. Rashi says, Hashachasa biyada ha'udah shel tanur, shakar and forgan. The thing that's used for the oven, there's like the stick and she had in her hand. V'havas kashagra, and she was sticking it into the oven. Beep, turned the page, hear him it off. Umechariya tanura, says Rashi, Mechabedes is the tanur. She was sweeping out the tanur. Shekatov and Chanta Agaba Dekara, and she took it out and she, by accident, she ended up putting it on her foot instead of putting it on the floor. And Katcha V'itzra Mazda, she burnt herself and she, her mazel was messed up. V'aisisa, and therefore I brought her to me. Says Rashi, V'komech the tanur, we said that already. Oshivasa. She put on her leg and ended up burning her, ruining her mazel. That's how I was able to go out into swipe her. Omer le Rav Bibi bar Abaye. Islu shusala mevarachi, were you ever shus to do such a thing? Omer le v'lok siv yishnisba l'mishpat. What the pasuk doesn't say that there are those that are gathered in without justice. Omer le says back to him, v'hak siv dor halich v'dor ba. But it says a generation goes and a generation comes, which means you have to finish the whole generation. As it finishes its time for you, you can replace it. Omer says back to him, der Eina lehu ana, I take them with me ad the melulahu ladar until they finish that generation. V'hadam aslim laalei leduma, then I give them over to Duma. Says Rashi, what does that mean? Eini mosin l'shomer amesim shishmo Duma. I don't give it over to the guard of the dead, whose name is Duma. Elam is gaglen imi. They hang out with me. V'shutin ba'olam, we travel the world. Ashis melu sernosav v'hu is kari the door. That's what a generation, until the generation they finish. That's called a generation. Amar Lei, but so Shnei Mayavada. So what do you do with the years that they had left? They had 20 years left. Amar says, Eek, it's Rumi Abana Demavin Bimilei. If there's a Tzomri Abana, a young Talar, great Torah scholar, young Torah sage, Rashi says, Amavir Bimilei means Mavir Midosav, who's, you know, who lets things go. But Sifna Lulei, I go and add it to them, the Havir Chilufe, and that goes and gets replaced with it. Rabbi Yochim Gemad like Rabachi, he would cry from the following Pasuk, Vatisiseini Bo Lebalo Chinam, and you incited me against him to destroy him, Chinam, for no reason. This is talking about the story of Eov, when the Malach HaMavis kind of, so to speak, tricked HaKadosh Baruch Hu into going out into causing Eov lots of pain. Lots of pain. Evet Sharabu Misisan Lo V'Nisas, he said a slave whose master, when they incite him, is incited to act against a slave. Takana Yeshlo? Is there any Takana thing can help him? Rabbi Yochanan came out to like, Bachman against his pasuk, he used to cry, Hein b'kadoshav lo yamin. Behold, he cannot have any faith even in his holy ones. Even b'kadoshav lo yamin, and if he can't be, have faith in his holy ones, then b'may yamin, well, who can Hakadosh Baruch Hu have faith in? Yomachan Avakazibarta, one day Rabbi Yochanan was on his journey. He was journeying, walking along the road. A chazil who gavad have a menaki tandy. He saw there's a person with gathering of figs. Shavak hanach damatu v'shakil hanach delomatu. He was taking the ones that were unripe pardon, he was leaving the ones that were ripe, says Rashi, the motor means his bashul, they were ripe, and he took the ones that were not ripe. So Amalei, lav, hani, ma'allah, and tvei, but aren't these one better ones that are ripe? Amalei, hani, l'orcha, b'inanu. Now I need them for a journey. Hani, natan, hani, lotan, and the ones that are not ripe yet, these ones are going to be guarded. They're going to be okay. They're going to last the journey. The other ones are not going to last for it. Rashi says, "Olson shlo bishlo kol tzarkon, emam ayres lirkov." They're going to come. They're going to rot quickly. Amar, when he heard this, Amar, he said, Rabbi Yochanan said, "Haynu d'chsev hein b'kedosh of lo yam." And that's what it means when it says, "Behold, he cannot have any faith even in his holy ones." Rashi says, "Hatovos yare pen yirku." Less, they're good ones, like the good ripe figs over here. Maybe they're gonna rot. So they're gonna be taken lest they come along to come and sin. Is that really true? Alexandri. There was a student who was living in the neighborhood of Rav Alexandri, Veshachiva de Zutar, and he died while he was still young. Rashi says, Ba'oda Bachar, he's still a young Bachar. Va'amar, and Alexandri said, E boy, I'm Rabban and Avachai. He said, if this student wanted to, he could have lived. Rashi says, "Holich b'derech tov, m'havichai." If he would have went on the proper path, he'd have lived. V'im yisa, but it's really true. What you're saying is correct. That dilma mehin b'kedosh of lo yamin hava. Maybe this is one of those type of students who said, "Behold, he cannot have any faith, even his holy ones," and that's why he died when he was young. And for the Gemara, who mevayt Rabbi Savav? No, this is a student who would kick against his rebbeim. Rashi says, "Rabbi Alexandria, how you makirbo shloim min akedoshim." He recognized he wasn't from kedoshim. Ksev tov lo yelo. Russia, below Yarach Yamim Ketzel, Asher Einenu Yare Milafnei Elokim. It's good that it would not be a Russia and not in the long days like Ketzel, like a shadow, which wasn't Yare Milafnei Elokim. V'tanim is a Chizkidushin Mora Zu Eini Yodei Amar. What does it mean when it says Mora? When it says that you have to, you know, fear your parents or fear your Rebbeim. What is it? Kishu Omer v'adaita p'nizokin v'yisem elokecha. It says you should stand up from the zokin and fear from your God. Have you Omer morazu kvod chacham? This is talking about honoring the chachamim and standing up for them. He saw that this guy didn't do that, therefore he knew this kid was no good. Rabbi Yochanan kimat leikra b'achim and he got to the following pasuk. He would cry. V'karafti aleichem l'mishpat. For you see, aid b'mayer b'mechashvim u'v'manafim u'v'nishba'im l'shaka ba'oshkei schar sachir. We all know this pasuk in Malachi. I will draw near to you for the judgment. I'll be a swift witness against the sorcerers and against the adulterers, against all those who swear falsely, and against those who extort the wage of a worker. A slave whose master draws him close to judge him and is quick to testify against him. Takana Yeshlo, does he have any takana? Anything going to help him? Woe to us, for the Torah weighs against us light averus, when they equate them to chamer ones. Rashi says, Oshki schar sacher kima afim kima chashvim. Those that, what does the pasuk say? Is it? It says that those people who are extorting the wage of workers are like those that are involved with niyuf and kishuf, adultery and witchcraft. Wah, wah, wee, wah. That is intense. Amar Yishak goes, Kol amata dino shel ger. Anyone perverts the justice of a ger, ki ilu mata dino shel maila. It's like he perverted the justice from of Hashem. Shenemar umate ger, umati ksiv. The pasuk says, and those who pervert the justice, the judgment of a ger, and the word is understood to mean umati, someone who perverts me, who's coming against HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. I'm Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa. Kola osa davar mescharipo. Anyone does something which is usher, but he's mecharit, he's charata, the fact that he did it. Mochel miyad. Oh, mamish in yonah diyoma. Shenem, as the pasuk says, velo yireuni, it says, and they do not fear me. Right, they do sins because they don't fear me. Yo, and Shenemer, and v'ha yireuni mochel lemiad, which implies that if they did fear me, then it would be forgiven immediately. Rashi says, v'lo yireuni b'ha krux, if, and that pasuk it says, Rashi said, b'alach lo pasuk is v'karati aleichem l'mishto, t'vaisi eid b'mayr v'chash mechava, so the shekha was k'shar sachi al-mar, v'idra, matagir, v'lo yireuni amar Hashem tabakos, and they don't fear me. The Mitzvah's David on the pasuk explains that all these averus that are written over there are done in a way that no one can know but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is showing that this person over here is doing it because they don't have Yerushalayim, they're not fearing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if they would fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu, immediately they would be forgiven, which is an amazing thing to understand. Fear Hashem, do tshuva, and we're good. Rabbi Yochanan Kimati like Korbachim, he got to the following pasuk. He cried, "Ki es kol maaseh elokim yavi mishvat al kol ne'elam." Every action a person does is going to Hashem is going to bring into judgment, even by things that are hidden. Evet Shiraba Shoko lo shkogu chizdonos. He said, "A slave whose master weighs his unintentional things that are equal to those that are intentional." Takana yeshlo. Does he have a takana? Does he have what to fix? Is there something that can help fix him? How do you know it's talking about the unintentional one like the intentional ones? Rashi says, "Ki es kol maaseh elokim yavi mishvat al kol ne'elam v'afal ne'elamus mimenu." Even the ones that are nelem from you, shasa shogeg hu mevio b'mishpat. Even though you did b'shogeg, even though it's going on, it's brought to mishpat. My kol al kol nelem. What does that mean? On every hidden matter, which is a field of muat b'mashmo, which is implying something that's even very small. I'm a rav. Say ahori kina b'flechaveru nimasba. This is a situation. If you kill a lice in front of your friend, and he's disgusted by it, Rashi says, "Katsa dais chaver b'davar." Shmuel, Amar Shmuel says, "Zeharak b'fnei chaver v'nimas." This is like in the case someone who spits in his friends in front of his friend, and the friend is disgusted by it. This is a pretty amazing dimension over here. That is, that doing something in front of someone else that's going to be disgusted by, that itself is a bit of a problem and a responsibility. My im tov imra, what does it mean when it says at the end of the pasuk that whether good or bad, right? Does God punish one for performing something which is good? What does that mean? Rashi says, my im tov, mashma afal tov, al tov mevio b'mishot, to be brought to justice. Amar de Rav Yane, zenos in sakal ani b'fres, it's like giving tzedakah to a poor person in public. Kel de Rav Yane, chazi lu gavad de kol yalev, zuz ala ani b'fres, he saw there was a person who gave a zuz to a poor person in public. Amalei, he says, mutav de lo yavtalei, it's better not to even give it to him, mehash to yavtalei b'chasvei, v'kasavtei, and you gave it to him and you embarrassed him by giving him public. So you see, even doing something which is good can be we can be held responsible for. We got to take this stuff seriously. The very Shila Ami, this is talking about giving a woman tzedakah in a hidden place. The kamei sila lidei chashada is going to bring her to a case of chashad. People are going to suspect that she's doing something she's not okay. Rav Amar, zeh amishagel ishto basa sheinu mechutach va'arvi shabasos. It's talking about him to send his wife uncut meat. What does that mean? First, we'll explain in a second, but first, let's finish it. You said uncut meat on Erev Shabbos. It's not taken away from it, the usher fats and sinews and things are there. Because of the fact that he's still busy with taking Erev Shabbos, therefore, she doesn't notice if it was ready or not. I have a Rava would do this. Right, so it can't be that it's so bad if Rav would do that. Shiny Bas Rav Chista. No, Rav's wife, Rav Chista's daughter, was different. Because the Kimle Begava de Bekia, because she was certain about her, because she was an expert, she would notice right away that it wasn't ready, and she would make sure to get it ready for Shabbos. If Yochanan Kima Delei Korbach, if he got his belly pussy, he would cry. So be that many evils and many distresses come upon him. Eved Shirabu Mahamzilo Rose Visaros Takarishlo, a slave whose master brings upon him evils and distress. Is there any hell? Is there any hope for him? My Rose Visaros, what does it mean? Evils and distresses? All right, what does that mean? Amarav, Rosh and Asos, Saros, Zulazu, evils which will one come upon the other. Rashi says, Lashon, V'chiyasi, Saros, Shtei Nashim, Yachad. Sarah means something which is right. When it says Saros, Zulazu, is that something which is close, like two wives and the same husband is called Saros. In this case, the pasuk is talking about evils which are all the more distressing because they come one after the other. Kigon zibura v'akraba. It's like getting bitten by a wasp and then by a scorpion. That's pretty bad. Shmuel Amar, Zeh mamsilo maus la'ani b'shas docho. This is talking about one who makes money available to a poor person only when he's in serious need of it. We'll see the Rashi's in just a moment. Amar Rava. Rava said, "Hainu dami inchi." This is like what it means when it says, "Zuza la'alala lo shchicha." Zuza is not available, you know, to buy produce. Latlisa shchiach. But for food to hang up in a basket, it can be found. There's money available to waste, to throw away, but there's no money available to go ahead to give to those who are in need, which is sometimes all too true. Says Rashi, what it says, "Amamsi most ani b'shas docha." When you give money for the time of dochek, al elka. This is going the earlier thing. Im tov im ra haragil lehamsi tzidkas ani b'shas docha. Only when he causes himself to give it, only when it's really an extent of dochek. Lo kodem shas adchak yochel lebakish mizonosav But like no sum be shas his own, doesn't give it to the police, so he's able to get things when things are a little cheaper. La la look no sa tavur the metagamun valosara, at least a la half siddle ibn kachamati. The linear liknos bishas at chak muzon shu tola besalo, when it's hanging in its in the basket. Kedama mar, tola silta, tola mizoni, talai. A besa, kashal, and yusa. You hang it over there, it's going to be cause a person to become poor. Well, the first part is that, you know, it's like, you know, it's easy to go and waste money. The question is to, you know, to give when people actually need. Okay, my friends, you know we do. It's time for review. Back to Dalid Amud Aleph for a chazara of Dalid Amud Beis. We are on the bottom of the page, second, third to last line. V'achib, we're separate the noise in the background here. Walking outside. These are people that do not come to a lila regal. Tanur abanan regalim prat le balikam. This is excluding people who have wooden feet. Davar achir regalim prat lechigor lecholu lusum lazakin osheni yachal alas baraglof. This is excluding any of these type of people. Osheni yachal alas baraglof. Lasuimai. And then when the Mishnah goes and says you can't walk in your feet, what's it coming to include? Amar Rava. Rava says lasu. Yeah, it's coming to include. Beep. Turn the page. It's all in the base. Mefanke, those people that are mufunakim, those people that are istinus, it's very delicate, they can't walk without shoes. Asiv kisavo, leros panai, mi bike zos, miyedchem, ramos chatzirai. When you come inform me, who to who sought from your hand to trample my courtyard, so I just keep my shoes. The person's like, I can't walk without shoes, it's disgusting, so they're not old already. Vitana ha'oril. These people are going to be tameh from a yadish lama tameh. Can we say where tameh is going to be? Because the slave of Vasa Shama Vesim Shama, you got to go and come there, and you have to bring over there. Maros Yishlam Levi, anyone who's able to come to the Vesim Mikdash, Yishlam Levi, also to go and bring the different karbanos. Choshen Levi, anyone who's not able to come is not able to go and bring Ella Arami Nalan. How do we know the oil? He doesn't have to bring the oldest Ria. Ha Amari, who's this going like? Rabbi Akiva, he. This Rabbi Akiva, the Marbi La Aril Katami, confers an oil. Like a Tommy, the time of Lithan Abraiser, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Ish, and the Pasuk goes and it says, any person who's from the Zera of Aaron, and they are a Mitzorah, a Zav, can't eat from the Kachim. The Rabbis is also coming to include in Aaron this Isser as well. So Rabbi Kiva is saying that the Torah is putting together the Dinim of an Aaron without someone who's not pure, someone who's Tommy, and since we already said that he isn't bringing so forth, those person who's Aaron listen as well. Tanur Abanan, Tommy Pater Minariya. Yo, Tanur Abanan is Ani Tommy Pater Minariya. The Siva Batam Shama Vesam Shama. Koshen Rabbiya Shal Rava. Everyone has a Bia has a Va as well. Koshen Rabbiya and Rava, like we said, Rabbi Yonasan. Someone is blind, only one eye is going to be putter from coming up. As the pasuk says, Yireh. That is, Kederech Sheba Liros Kach Ba Liros. That in the way that Hashem comes to see the people that are coming over here, so too we are come to be seen. Kach Ba Liros Asu. That Hashem is to be seen as well. Ma baliros b'shtein. Notice that Kodesh Baruch Hu is coming, kaviyachol with two eyes. Af liros b'shtein. If such one coming to be seen, is with two eyes as well. Avuna kimati lahaykra yira yira. When you come to there, Vachi would cry. Amay said, "Evitcher Abu mitzapel liroso." But where you have a servant, who's the master is looking forward to seeing him, yisrachik mimenu is going to be far from him. Tachsev ki savo liros panai mi bikeish dos miyedchem remos chaserai. When you come to appear before me, who sought this from your hand to trample my courtyards? Same pasuk we saw before. Huna came back to like cry. Bachar came to find pasuk we cry. Vizavach the shlamim, bachal the shlamim. You're gonna shech the shlamim. You can eat there. Evet shirabu mitzape lechol al shulchano. He's saying that his servant, that's so beloved, that his master longs for him to eat at his table. Yisrachik men is gonna be far from him. D'chsiv lama li rov zivchechem yom Hashem. What do I need? Your many karbanos, says Hashem. Rabbi Elazar came out to the Icon and came to the Pasuk Bachi. Here we go, and we cry. The brothers ran able to answer Yosef because they were shocked in front of him. Tochacha Shabbos of Adam. That's the Tochacha of Shabbos of Adam. Tochacha Shabbos of Adam. Tochacha Shabbos of Adam. When it's out of the Tochacha of Hashem, how much more so? How embarrassing and shocking it's going to be.
Rabbi Elazar kimat in high cry when he got to the following pasuk, Bachri would cry. Vayomer Shmuel el Shaul. Shmuel said to Shaul, Lama here giz tani la losi osi. Shmuel says, why did you disturb me to raise me up? Right, this is that he was told to, he was awoken from the dead during the time of the war of the Plishtim. Mashmuel at tzadik hayimis yareim and adin. If Shmuel himself was scared of din because he woke up Moshe to come along with him because he's scared, don't know what's going to be. So then anu al chaskam, how much more so should we be? Shmuel, my he went to Gesh Shmuel Dachsev, Vatomer Ha'ishel Shaul, Elokim Ra'isi Olim. And the woman says to Shaul that I saw a great man who was coming from the earth, Olim Tremasher. It sounds like this too. Chad Shmuel, Ve'idach Ta'az Shmuel, Ve'asi Ele Moshe, but they brought Moshe with him. Amar Lehi, he said, Dilma Chas V'Shalom, the Dinim is Bayinem, maybe I'm being called to judgment. Dekum Ba'adai, come stand next to me, Dalek and Milsa, Dechsafta Bereisa, Dalo Kiamtia. There's nothing that you have written in your Torah that I did not keep. I need you to testify for me. Rabbi Ami came out to let you cry about him to get the phone calls and he cried, Yitim Ba'afar. Piyu will I yesh tikva. I will put his mouth to the dust. Maybe there's hope. Amar, kuli hai v'ulai. All this, and maybe, and it's only maybe? He has to go through all this pain over there, and only maybe it's going to work out. Rabbi Ami came out to let you cry about him to get the cried, Bakshu tzedek, Bakshu anova, ulai tisasru, biyom av Hashem. Seek righteousness and humility. Maybe he'll be concealed on the day of Hashem's anger. Amar, kuli hai v'ulai. All that, and again, it's only maybe. Rabbi Asi came out to the Karbach and began the Bon Pasuk. He cried, Sinura Ve'avu Tov, despise evil and love good.
Yeah, so the Pasuk goes and it finishes off and it says, Sinura Ve'avu Tov, Itziga Vashai Mishpatula Yechen and Hashem Elkei Tzvakos, despise evil and love good and establish justice by the gate. Maybe Hashem is going to grant favor. Kule Hai Ve'ulai, all that, it's only maybe. Hoi, and that's your Rebbechim. With that, my friends, we stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.